communication in marriage has become something of a cultural phenomenon. When Oprah featured Marcus Cousy's relationship advice on her Super Soul Sunday segment, viewership spiked by 27%. The book has since become a staple in premarital counseling programs nationwide, with over 2 million copies sold. What makes this approach so compelling? Perhaps it's the radical yet simple premise. No one can read your mind, not even the person who loves you most. This fundamental truth underpins every successful marriage, yet remains stubbornly difficult to implement in our daily lives. Whether your communication feels broken, or you simply want to elevate it from good to extraordinary, understanding the principles of effective marital communication can transform your relationship from a battlefield of misunderstandings into a sanctuary of connection. Have you ever felt like you and your spouse were speaking completely different languages despite using the same words? This isn't just your imagination. Men and women often approach communication from fundamentally different angles. While these differences aren't universal, they appear frequently enough to create patterns worth understanding. Men typically communicate with a problem-solving orientation. When presented with an issue, their instinct is to analyze it logically and offer solutions. This approach stems from a desire to be helpful and fix what's broken. Women, on the other hand, often communicate to process emotions and build connection. When sharing problems, they may primarily seek empathy and understanding rather than immediate solutions. Consider this common scenario. A wife comes home frustrated after a difficult day at work and begins describing a conflict with her colleague. Her husband, hearing what sounds like a problem that needs solving, immediately jumps in with advice. "You should just tell your boss about this," or "next time, try responding this way." The wife becomes increasingly frustrated, not because the advice is bad, but because what she actually needed was someone to listen and validate her feelings before moving to solutions. This fundamental difference creates one of the most common communication breakdowns in marriages. The solution isn't complicated, but it requires awareness. When your spouse is sharing something difficult, simply ask, "Do you want me to just listen, or would you like my suggestions?" This single question can prevent countless misunderstandings. Body language accounts for approximately 90% of our daily communication, yet we rarely discuss its impact. Your crossed arms, diverted eyes, or tense posture might be communicating volumes more than your carefully chosen words. Learning to read and manage nonverbal cues can dramatically improve understanding between partners. When communication starts breaking down, assertiveness becomes crucial, not aggression or passivity, but clear, direct expression of needs and feelings. Questions like, "This is what I feel you're saying, is that correct?" can prevent misunderstandings from spiraling into arguments. Wives need love and husbands need respect. This foundational insight from Dr. Emerson Eggerichs captures an essential dynamic in marital communication that has transformed countless relationships. While both spouses need both elements, women often prioritize feeling loved, while men frequently prioritize feeling respected. Understanding this distinction can revolutionize how you communicate, especially during sensitive conversations about finances, intimacy, family relationships, or parenting decisions. This pattern appears consistently across cultures and generations, suggesting it reflects something fundamental about relationship dynamics. Respect manifests in how you speak to and about your spouse, both in private and public settings. It means honoring their opinions, acknowledging their contributions, and treating their perspectives as valuable, even when you disagree. This includes simple acts like not interrupting, maintaining eye contact during discussions, and avoiding dismissive language or tone. Sometimes, respect must be given even when you feel it hasn't been earned, which represents a profound act of selflessness in marriage. This might mean defending your spouse's decisions to others, speaking highly of them in their absence, or acknowledging their expertise in certain areas. Love in communication goes beyond mere words to encompass actions, attitudes, and intentions. It means thinking before speaking, wanting the best for your spouse, and showing grace during difficult conversations. Love appears in physical touch, acts of service, thoughtful gifts, quality time without distractions, and words of affirmation. For example, leaving encouraging notes, planning surprise date nights, or simply putting away your phone during conversations can demonstrate love through attention and priority. The specific expressions that most powerfully communicate love vary from person to person, what psychologist Gary Chapman calls love languages. Discovering your spouse's love language requires dedicated attentiveness and genuine curiosity. Pay attention to what makes their face light up, what they request most often, and how they express love to you. We often give what we most want to receive. Watch for patterns in their behavior. Do they frequently offer to help with tasks? Do they regularly initiate physical contact? These clues reveal their natural love language. Better yet, ask direct questions. When do you feel most loved by me? And what makes you feel unloved or disrespected? Concrete examples help clarify these abstract concepts, such as, I feel loved when you text me during your workday, or I feel disrespected when you make decisions without consulting me. This understanding creates a powerful virtuous cycle. When a wife feels genuinely loved through consistent actions and words, she naturally responds with respect. When a husband feels truly respected through acknowledgement and trust, he more readily shows love. The cycle can work in reverse, too. When either element is missing, communication quickly deteriorates into criticism, defensiveness, and emotional distance. Small negative interactions can cascade into larger conflicts, making it crucial to maintain awareness of both love and respect in daily interactions. Regular check-ins about how well you're meeting each other's needs for love and respect can prevent misunderstandings and strengthen your connection. Consider establishing a weekly conversation where you can safely discuss what's working and what needs adjustment in your communication patterns. Have you ever noticed how rarely people truly listen? In a world of constant distractions and internal monologues, giving someone your complete attention has become almost countercultural. Yet this simple act, listening with your full being, might be the most powerful communication skill you can develop in marriage. Empathetic listening means temporarily stepping out of your own perspective to understand your spouse's experience from the inside. It doesn't require agreement. You can understand someone's viewpoint without sharing it. The goal is comprehension, not conversion. As Stephen Covey famously observed, most people don't listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. This distinction transforms conversations. When you listen to understand rather than to formulate your response, you create space for your spouse to fully express themselves. You notice nuances in their communication, the hesitations, the emotional undertones, the unspoken concerns. These elements often contain more truth than the words themselves. Practical listening involves eliminating distractions during important conversations. Put down your phone, turn off the television, and make eye contact. What we might call FaceTime creates the conditions for genuine connection. Stay focused on the current topic rather than bringing up past grievances, a practice that derails productive communication. Simple techniques can dramatically improve your listening. Touch your spouse's arm to signal you want their attention. Say, "Let me know when you're ready to listen," rather than demanding immediate attention. Pay attention to tone of voice, both theirs and yours. Maintain an open mind rather than preparing counterarguments. Watch body language for additional information, and demonstrate genuine interest through your questions and responses. When your spouse feels truly heard, something remarkable happens. They feel validated, respected, loved, and safe. This emotional safety becomes the foundation for honest communication about difficult topics. Without it, important conversations remain superficial or erupt into conflict. In our instant gratification culture, patience has become something of a lost art. Yet in marriage communication, it might be the most crucial skill of all. Patience creates that essential space between stimulus and response, the moment when you choose how to react rather than simply reacting. Think of patience as a buffer that prevents emotional escalation. When your spouse says something hurtful or frustrating, patience gives you that crucial extra moment to consider your words and tone before responding. It helps you avoid defensive reactions during disagreements, allowing you to pause conversations when needed and resume after emotions have cooled. Not every issue can or should be resolved immediately. Sometimes wisdom means waiting until morning, when both partners are rested and perspective has returned. Other times, complex issues require outside help or extended reflection. Patience acknowledges these realities rather than demanding immediate resolution. For deeper conversations that may involve emotional strain, timing matters enormously. Wait for moments when you're both relaxed and receptive, rather than bringing up sensitive topics when your spouse is tired, hungry, or stressed. A simple approach be found effective is saying, "I'd like to talk about something important. Let me know when would be a good time for you." Developing patience takes practice and won't happen overnight. The payoff, however, is substantial. You'll communicate without fighting, argue less frequently, and have calmer discussions even about difficult topics. Patience transforms potentially explosive moments into opportunities for understanding and growth. Remember that patience isn't passive. It's an active choice to prioritize the relationship over the immediate satisfaction of expressing frustration. This choice, made consistently over time, builds a communication pattern that can weather even the most challenging seasons of marriage. Our expectations about communication profoundly shape our marriage experiences, yet most couples never discuss them explicitly. These expectations form silently, influenced by our family backgrounds, past relationships, and cultural contexts. Without awareness, they create invisible tripwires in our interactions. Consider how your family of origin communicated. Did your parents discuss issues calmly, or did disagreements escalate into shouting? Was affection expressed openly, or was emotional restraint valued? Did family members address problems directly, or was conflict avoided through silence? These patterns become our default templates for marriage unless we consciously examine and sometimes replace them. Cultural differences amplify these variations. In some households, men are expected to handle certain responsibilities while women manage others. When these unspoken expectations clash, confusion and resentment follow. One partner might expect the other to handle car maintenance because that's what my father always did, while the other never learned these skills because such tasks were outsourced in their family. The solution begins with making the implicit explicit. Have direct conversations about your communication expectations. How do you prefer to receive feedback? What does respectful disagreement look like to you? How much alone time do you need after conflict? These discussions prevent the disappointment that comes from unmet, unspoken expectations. Communication expectations extend to all areas of marriage: finances, intimacy, household responsibilities, social activities, and conflict resolution. Regular check-ins about goals and expectations create opportunities for compromise through patience, understanding, listening, and teamwork. Sexual expectations particularly benefit from clear communication. Partners often have different desires regarding frequency and types of intimacy, and these preferences evolve throughout marriage. Rather than assuming your spouse should intuitively know what you want, have explicit conversations about desires and boundaries. This isn't a one-time discussion, but an ongoing dialogue that adapts to changing circumstances and life stages. Practical tools like shared calendars help manage daily expectations. If you'll be late from work, informing your spouse immediately allows them to adjust their plans accordingly. These small courtesies prevent unnecessary frustration and demonstrate respect for your partner's time and needs. What if conflict could actually strengthen your marriage rather than threaten it? This perspective shift transforms how couples approach disagreements. Two unique individuals with different personalities, backgrounds, and opinions will inevitably disagree. The key isn't avoiding conflict, but learning to communicate through it effectively, fighting fair by attacking problems rather than each other. When approached with respect and openness, conflict becomes an opportunity to deepen understanding and build stronger connections. Common conflicts arise from everyday matters like household responsibilities and financial decisions, but how you communicate during these disagreements determines whether they damage or strengthen your relationship. Healthy conflict communication excludes certain behaviors. Screaming, name-calling, belittling, and character assassination have no place in respectful disagreements. Instead, focus on specific behaviors or situations rather than making sweeping judgments about your spouse's character or intentions. Use your differences to complement rather than compete with each other. When stress overwhelms you, take a pause before responding impatiently or angrily. Speak in a measured tone without shouting, as raised voices immediately trigger defensive responses. Never compare your spouse unfavorably to others during arguments. These comparisons create lasting wounds that undermine trust and intimacy. If an issue proves too complex or emotional to resolve immediately, agree on a specific time to revisit it after gaining perspective. This isn't avoidance, but strategic postponement. For recurring conflicts, look beyond surface disagreements to identify root causes. Often, what appears to be an argument about household chores actually reflects deeper concerns about respect, appreciation, or partnership. A practical framework for resolving differences includes 7 steps. 1. Approach the conversation with an open mind. 2. Commit to solving the problem rather than winning the argument. 3. Listen attentively to understand your spouse's perspective. 4. Identify the root cause and focus on the issue rather than attacking each other. 5. Take responsibility for your contributions to the problem. 6. Practice forgiveness when appropriate. And 7. Work together to find mutually acceptable solutions. Avoid keeping score in your marriage, tracking wrongs, measuring contributions, or holding past mistakes over your spouse's head. Marriage isn't a competition, but a partnership where you either succeed or fail together. Each situation deserves fresh consideration without the burden of previous grievances. As you develop effective communication habits, scorekeeping naturally diminishes because both partners feel heard and valued. Imagine trying to build a house without a foundation. No matter how beautiful the structure, it would eventually collapse. Similarly, communication without trust may appear functional temporarily, but inevitably breaks down under pressure. Trust forms the essential foundation that supports all aspects of marital communication. Trust issues can originate from various sources: infidelity, dishonesty, addiction, or broken promises. These breaches typically generate insecurity that undermines open communication. Without trust, partners withhold vulnerable thoughts and feelings, creating emotional distance that prevents authentic connection. Building complete trust should be a priority because it creates the psychological safety necessary for honest expression without fear of rejection or ridicule. This emotional security enables the deep intimacy that gives marriage its purpose and meaning. Without it, conversations remain superficial, and partners present carefully edited versions of themselves rather than their authentic selves. Establishing trust requires time and intentional effort, especially if either spouse carries wounds from past relationships or family experiences. Begin by practicing radical honesty about your past, present circumstances, and future plans. Be trustworthy in small matters. Admit when you've overspent or failed to keep commitments. Share your daily struggles and secrets, becoming an open book with your spouse while maintaining appropriate boundaries with others. Never threaten your spouse or deliberately cause pain, as these behaviors destroy their sense of safety and openness. Hiding feelings creates resentment that eventually erupts over seemingly trivial matters. Even small lies erode trust disproportionately to their apparent significance. The deception itself often damages the relationship more than the content being concealed. When sharing sensitive information with your spouse, ensure it remains confidential between you. Running to friends or family after arguments damages how they perceive your spouse and creates additional relationship complications. Take concrete steps to establish trust by communicating honestly, even when painful, and protect that trust through consistent reliability. To cultivate trust in your marriage, ask your spouse directly what you can do to earn their confidence. Promise complete honesty with each other, share your vulnerabilities and daily challenges, and eliminate all forms of deception. Accept responsibility for mistakes, keep your promises, and listen attentively without judgment. Remember that trust operates reciprocally. Create opportunities for your spouse to earn your trust as well. Be authentic rather than presenting an idealized version of yourself. Consider professional counseling if trust has been severely damaged, and practice patience during the rebuilding process. Show love and appreciation consistently while establishing appropriate boundaries to prevent recurring issues. Trust creates the foundation for emotionally naked communication, the kind that makes marriage deeply fulfilling rather than merely functional. Transforming your marital communication might seem overwhelming, especially if current patterns are deeply entrenched. These 7 practical steps provide a concrete pathway to immediate improvement, even if your spouse isn't initially receptive. By implementing these strategies consistently, you'll create a positive communication environment that naturally encourages your partner's participation. First, prioritize attention during conversations. Active listening requires your complete focus. Put away distractions, maintain eye contact, and resist the urge to interrupt or formulate responses while your spouse is speaking. Find appropriate times for important discussions when neither of you is tired, stressed, or emotionally charged. A simple question, when would be a good time to talk about something important, demonstrates respect for your spouse's mental and emotional bandwidth. Second, eliminate yelling from your communication repertoire. Raised voices trigger physiological stress responses that make productive conversation impossible. Your spouse will either escalate by yelling back or shut down completely. Neither outcome serves your relationship. Speak calmly and respectfully, as you'd want to be addressed. If emotions intensify, take a break and resume the conversation when composure returns. Your tone should convey love and respect, regardless of the topic's difficulty. Third, practice perspective taking during discussions. Try to understand issues from your spouse's viewpoint rather than assuming your perspective is the only valid one. This empathetic approach doesn't require agreement, but does demand genuine curiosity about your partner's experience. Remember that they process information differently than you do, so consider how they would best understand your message. Fourth, confirm understanding regularly during conversations. Ask your spouse to explain what they understood from your communication and verify that your interpretation of their words matches their intention. Pay attention to word choice and meanings, which may differ between you. Be honest about your feelings rather than claiming everything's fine when it's not. Ensure your physical environment allows for clear hearing and understanding, and never hesitate to request clarification when needed. Fifth, adapt your communication style when misunderstandings occur. If your spouse doesn't understand something, try explaining it differently. Use various verbal explanations, analogies, visual aids, or written communication. Similarly, request alternative explanations when you don't understand your spouse's message. This flexibility demonstrates your commitment to mutual understanding rather than merely being heard. Sixth, take breaks when communication stalls or frustration builds. A temporary pause provides valuable space for reflection and emotional regulation. Agree on when you'll resume the conversation rather than leaving it open-ended, which can create anxiety and unresolved tension. Finally, apply these strategies consistently in all communications with your spouse. The keys are maintaining an open mind, listening attentively, and practicing patience. These proven approaches require intentional effort from both partners, but can prevent most communication problems and arguments in your marriage. Implement all 7 steps daily for 1 week whenever communicating with your spouse or others. Begin with 1 or 2 elements, such as improving your tone and listening empathetically, then gradually incorporate the remaining strategies. These techniques have transformed countless marriages and will work for yours with consistent application. If your spouse remains unwilling to communicate despite your efforts, consider seeking professional guidance from a qualified counselor. What prevents you from implementing these communication skills in your marriage? Is it pride, fear, past hurt, or simply the force of habit? Whatever the obstacle, identifying it constitutes your first step toward transformation. The strategies outlined here aren't merely techniques to be applied mechanically, but elements of a comprehensive communication culture you're creating within your relationship. Implementation will be more challenging for some couples than others, particularly those with established negative patterns or significant trust breaches. The key is starting somewhere. Even small improvements create positive momentum. By adding one skill at a time, these practices eventually become second nature, transforming your marriage culture from the inside out. This journey requires effort, but promises growth and connection when approached as a shared mission. Remember that effective communication isn't merely about avoiding conflict or getting your way. It's about creating a relationship where both partners feel heard, valued, respected, and loved. It's about building a foundation strong enough to support not just daily interactions, but life's most challenging moments. When communication flows freely between partners, marriage becomes what it's meant to be, not just a legal arrangement or social convention, but a profound connection between two people who choose each other daily. This connection doesn't happen automatically. It's cultivated through thousands of conversations, both mundane and momentous, where partners practice the art of truly seeing and hearing each other. The most beautiful aspect of this journey is that it never ends. After decades together, couples who prioritize communication continue discovering new depths in each other. Each conversation becomes an opportunity to know your spouse more fully and to be known more completely yourself. This ongoing revelation, this lifelong discovery, makes marriage not just endurable, but extraordinary.